Freyja wasn't just goddess of love. She was the mistress of Seder, the forbidden magic that twisted fate. She taught it to Odin himself, but here's the betrayal. He erased her for it. The poets mocked men who practiced Seder as unmanly, shameful, even cursed. Why? Because Odin didn't want her power remembered. Freya's worshippers weren't warriors. They were women, witches, outsiders. They didn't need Valhalla because they had her. Imagine Odin's fury, knowing her hall rivaled his, that her hall was filling with warriors who owed him nothing. The truth is, she was feared because she could undo oaths and shift destinies. Odin may have worn the crown, but the magic that kept him there was Freya's gift. The Allfather wasn't her master, he was her student. Follow Whispers of the Nine Realms if you're ready to remember what they tried to bury.